It's 9:25. This is Classical Mornings on the new Classical FM. I'm Audie Braun.
And I'm Jean Stillwell. And it just so happens that we have baritone Quinn Kelsey on the line with us this morning. He is singing the title role in the Canadian Opera Company's co-production with the Chicago Lyric Opera of Macbeth, currently on at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts. Good morning, Quinn.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Great. What an awesome voice. just keep talking, you know. Actually, we were at the opening night on Friday, and we were sitting in the AA or something like that, and there were wonderful seats. And you sang, even your piano sound and then your voice carried right to the back of the house. And I thought,
oh, good.
This is glorious, absolutely glorious. Even in the softest moments, you could be heard. And so, to me, you didn't have to force or anything. It was magnificent singing.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you.
Thank you.
And you have now more performances. What is that, five more performances to do?
That sounds about right. The show runs through May 20th.
Right. And welcome back, by the way.
Oh, thank you. It was so funny. I made my debut at the Four Seasons Center with the COC in 2011 in my second Rigoletto ever.
I know.
And then, and then they brought me back for Don Quixote in the spring of 14, and then there was Traviata in the fall of 15. And then... and then work happened elsewhere, and you know, looking at my schedule, going, when do I get to come back to Toronto? Well, because I had such a good time, and it was, you know, I'd only done one other Rigoletto before I first came to Canada, and you know, it's just nice to come back to a company that you grow a relationship with and are made to feel so welcome, and the way the schedule worked out, I just didn't have that opportunity until I was allowed to come and jump into the revival of the 2015 Traviata a year ago, I guess. I can't tell you how excited I am to be back again, and you know, in a lead role of all things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, what else would you do?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, yeah. I figured when they found out, we were so concerned that we wouldn't be able to interview you because you've got a nice, healthy week there before you have to sing again, and we were all concerned that you were going to go home or something. So we were concerned that we wouldn't be able to talk to you.
Well, the funny thing is that I am planning to make Toronto. Well, I'm in the process of making Toronto my unofficial home now.
Yay!
I welcomed our daughter at the end of January, and in fact, she just turned 3 months. So,
wow!
So you know, gotta put down some roots and.
Wow!
So that mommy and baby can have a nice base, and that I can be here a lot more, obviously.
Wow. Great.
So,
Quinn, this is Audie asking a question now. Some Verdi singers have come to Verdi via Mozart because it also requires not only depth of character but a great purity of sound. And I'm just curious, what if any Mozart roles have you ever sung? Because I know John Vickers sang Ottavio, and what if any Mozart have you sung? Because if I'm imagining, it would have been glorious as well.
You know, the funny thing is, I sang Giovanni and I sang Alma Viva in Mozart's Figaro, but only as a young artist. I never actually had the opportunity to sing any real Mozart stuff as an actual working artist.
Well, Don Giovanni is like a baby Verdi, right?
Well, exactly. Yeah. And you know, I would have loved that opportunity to have those experiences, but I don't know, fortunately, unfortunately for me, Verdi kind of took off quite quickly, and I'm not sad, disappointed at all, but I just would have loved that opportunity. I was telling someone, you know, that when I started studying, I never had the opportunity to do any, to sing any bass baritone roles early on, you know, that, that thankfully my voice had developed enough that I was able to hit the ground running with some lyric baritone rep, Valentin, what else? Well, I guess, oh, Valentin, Chouinard, Marcello, but then pretty soon after that, you know, Traviata came, Trovatore, and then by 2011 was given the green light for Rigoletto. And then that's pretty much it. So I count myself quite fortunate.
Do you have a Traviata coming up at the Met, don't you? Or is that just something you've already done?
It's something I've already done. There will be, there's been Aida, there's been Rigoletto, there's been Trovatore. There will be Ballo this next
right.
season at the Met, and
right.
then more Rigolettos and Aidas, and I mean it's pretty much Verdi full steam ahead. I'm happy to do other things. Lucia, there will still be, yeah, there'll still be a bunch of Puccini. I get to look forward to Tosca soon, but I mean, I can't complain, right?
Right, right. You better not complain.
Not at all.
There'd be a lot of other singers in the world that would be pretty angry at that.
Yeah. Of course.
Can I just ask you, well, not can I just, but I want to know now about Macbeth. Macbeth becomes a king, and he kills a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you work in your mind, in your subtext, in your backstory, how it is that Macbeth deserves to be king?
Oh, boy.
And go.
Right. Well, the way that Sir David McVicar sets it up is that he's in the original Shakespeare, he's not an evil character. It's just that this is his opportunity, and you know he's a very religious man. In the beginning, when in the first scene when Macbeth and Banquo come out, I mean he's so self-conscious about what's going on, and at one point he breaks down and he prays to God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his life is so run by his religious views and things, and so it's like it's meant to be for him. This is his chance. This is what he's supposed to do. Meanwhile, everybody else is looking at him from the outside, going, "Are you nuts?"
Yeah.
You know what you want requires you, as you know, to move other people out of the way permanently.
Yeah.
And this is the way that it works for him. That he just. Well, and Lady Macbeth doesn't help, but
no, I'll say
that he does what he does because he's meant to be. And then on the other side of that, again going back to the Shakespeare, it's that you find out that he and his wife tried to have children, and either the baby was stillborn or the baby died early, and then after that they basically find out that they are barren. So then the other driving force for attaining the throne is that they will have no heirs. And so this opportunity has to be taken advantage of now.
Right.
For them to solidify their place in the world. And okay. So, how do we do that? Well, we have to kill the king, and then later on. Oh well, I guess because the witches said that Banquo will be the father or the will have heirs who will be kings.
Right.
And so, well, we can't have that. And the first the immediate answer is to take out Banquo.
Right, right.
Well, and then obviously it just goes downhill from there.
Right.
Well, we would love to be speaking with you much more because you have a very, very wonderful way of looking at this portrayal, which is wonderful. We've been speaking with baritone Quinn Kelsey, great baritone, who currently stars in the title role of Macbeth in the Canadian Opera Company's new production of Verdi's opera, Macbeth. There are only five more performances left. I shouldn't say only. Hey, there are five more left.
Yes.
So hurry on down there and go to www.coc.ca to purchase tickets or simply call 416-363-8231.
And Quinn, we are so happy to have you here. Welcome back. And I hope you do find that place and some peace of mind.
Yes.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Bravo to you.
In bocca al lupo.
Oh, crepi lupo. Thank you.